ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1. The title of the chapter is The First Step in God Realization, text number 21. Yasyam Sandaryamanayam,
Yasyam Sandaryamanayam,
योगिनो भक्ति लक्षणः आसु संपद्यते
योगः
आसु संपद्यते योगः
आसु संपद्यते योगः
आश्रयं भद्रं इक्षता
आश्रयं भद्रं इक्षता
आश्रयं भद्रं इक्षता
आश्रयं भद्रं इक्षता
यस्याम बाय सच सिस्टमैटिक रिमेंबरेंस संदर्यमानाया एंड दस बीइंग फिक्स्ड in the habit of yoginaha, the mystics, bhakti lakshana,
being practiced
to the devotional system, asu, very soon, sampadyate,
attain success,
yoga,
connection by devotional service,
ashrayam,
under the shelter of
bhadram,
the all good,
ikshata,
with seeing that.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O King, by this system of remembrance and by being fixed in the habit of seeing the all-good personal conception of the Lord, one can very soon attain devotional service to the Lord under His direct shelter. Translation responsively. O King,
by this system of remembrance
and by being fixed in the habit of seeing the all good personal conception of the Lord,
one can very soon
attain devotional service to the Lord
under His direct shelter.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki sources of mystic performances is achieved only by the help of the devotional attitude. Pantheism, or the system of feeling the presence of the Almighty everywhere, is a sort of training of the mind to become accustomed to the devotional conception. And it is this devotional attitude of the mystic that makes possible the successful termination of such mystic attempts. One is not, however, elevated to such a successful status without the tinge of mixture in devotional service. The devotional atmosphere created by pantheistic vision develops into devotional service in later days, and that is the only benefit for the impersonalist. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 12.5 that the impersonal way of self-realization is more troublesome because it reaches the goal in an indirect way. Although the impersonalist also becomes obsessed with the personal feature of the Lord after a long time. Namaskritya naram cheva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamuti rayet. மூக்கம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்காயதே கிரிம் யத்ருபாகமஹம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் தினகாரிணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய ஈஸ்வரம் நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்ய நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வியாசம் ததோ ஜெயமுதீரயே நஷ்ட பிராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவையா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நஷ்டிகி. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are hearing Parikshit Maharaj is asking, he is just about to die, what kind of activities or what kind of remembrance, what kind of practices one should do. And to answer this question, Sukadev Goswami is giving a detailed, sometimes like in this detail, it's all the preliminary details are also given. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains about Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, everything Lord Krishna is explaining. Here also, Sukadeva Goswami, even though Parikshit Maharaj is a great devotee of the Lord, but still this information is given. So that's why, see here it says, O King, by this systematic system of remembrance and being fixed in the habit of seeing the all good personal conception of the Lord, one can very soon attain devotional service to the Lord under His direct shelter. So Srila Prabhupada explains, success of mystic performance is achieved only by the help of devotional attitude. So this is very, very important. Even though there are so many prescriptions are given you have to meditate, you have to go to a secluded place. There are so many restrictions are there in the Bhagavad Gita, especially 6th chapter. So many instructions are given. You have to go to a secluded place, you have to sit in an erect situation, you have to be celibate. So many rules and regulations have to be followed. Then you have to start practicing yoga system. It's not that, okay, sometimes people think that, okay, yoga system is just like for even minimum qualification for following the yoga system is very, very difficult actually. For the Kali Yuga citizens, it's very difficult. You can't go to a secluded, where will you go, a secluded place? You have to go to a sacred place. Where is the sacred place here? Very, very difficult. So, that is why Arjuna was very, very practical. Arjuna said, when Lord Krishna explained all these things, then finally he said, whatever Lord Krishna you have explained, it is very, very impractical for me. It is unendurable and it is very impractical for me. So it is very difficult. We can understand. Arjuna says, finally he says, whatever you have explained, all this yoga system is good, but I am not able to follow. This is 5000 years ago. 5000 years ago, Arjuna expressed his inability that I can't follow all these instructions. So now we can imagine, now we are 5000 years later, now we think we can still follow, then how much we can follow? It's very difficult. 5000 years ago, Arjuna was a great personality, he could control so many things, he could not follow all these things. Now if I say, I will follow this now, Kali Yuga now, it is hypocrisy, we can't follow that. So that is why this type of, Srila Prabhupada says here, success in mystic performances is achieved only by the help of devotional attitude. The devotional attitude, that mix of devotion has to be there. Then only there is some success there. Just karma yoga will not help. Just jnana yoga will not help. Just dhyana yoga will not help. There has to be some addition of bhakti yoga has to be there. The bhakti yoga aspect is not there, then it is not going to be success. Even though we may be performing so many yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. There are so many things are there. Ashtanga yoga, what is ashtanga yoga? Yama, niyama. Yama means rules, regulation, do's and some don'ts. All these things are there. Yama, niyama, and then what is next? Yama, niyama. Yama, niyama. Asana, or when we do like lot of sitting postures. Most of the people think that is the only yoga. If you talk to most of the people think only asana is the yoga only. That's it. For them, I am also doing yoga. What yoga you are doing? You are doing only asana only. Why do you are in asana? Asana, so that the body becomes a little bit flexible, the body becomes a little bit controlled. Then you have to go further. Then asana, and then pranayama. then the breathing control, pratyahara, then the taking the senses away from the sense objects, and then dharana, and then dhyana, and then samadhi. So this is, so many steps are there. So, and all these things, if somebody wants to practically do now, it's very difficult. Very, very difficult. What can you do? Just one round Mahamantra Japa, you are not able to do. You want to do pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. What is possible now? It is very difficult actually. That is why we should not be just thinking that, okay, yeah, we are also doing that. No, that is those. And unless otherwise there is a devotional touch, there is a mixture of devotion is there, then it is not going to be successful. Nectar of Devotion says, bhakti is Krishna akarshan. It's not that dhyana is Krishna akarshani or dhyana is Krishna akarshani. That is not going to attract Krishna. What is going to attract Krishna is the bhakti. The bhakti element is going to attract Krishna. And also in other yoga systems, what is happening is we mostly depend on our own endeavor. Endeavor. We put our endeavor and then we are dependent on our endeavor. But in bhakti, endeavor is also there and the Krishna's mercy is all there. Seeking Krishna's mercy. Other yoga systems, they don't do that much of, they don't that much depend on the mercy actually. Here, we do our endeavor and we do our dependence on Krishna also is there. So that is very important. That is why the success coming. Success is coming because our dependence on Krishna is there. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, success of mystic performances is achieved only by the help of devotional attitude. The devotional attitude has to be there. The touch of devotion, Srila Prabhupada says, bhakti comes from bhakti only. So even though somebody may be this or that, but unless they come in contact with a devotee, they cannot become a devotee. Most of all the devotees can vouch for that. How did you become a devotee? They all say, yes, I met this devotee, I had this prasadam here, I met this. Because the devotion, only a devotee can give devotion. Nobody else can give devotion. That is why it's very, very important, the devotee's role. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this is like, there is no one more dear to me than one who goes and preaches the messages of Krishna. It's very, very important. Krishna, because this is Krishna's task. What is Krishna's task? Krishna wants all of us back home, back to Godhead. Correct? That is Krishna's responsibility. Krishna wants all the children, all of us want to go back home, back to Godhead. And so any person who is helping Krishna in doing this activity, bringing the conditioned soul to Krishna, Krishna is very happy. Oh, you are taking some burden. You are trying to lessen my burden. You are taking some effort so that I can be like a relieved of some load. So Krishna is very happy. That is why he says, there is no one more dear. No, because that is why the person who is preaching, and Krishna guarantees that for that person, bhakti is guaranteed, going back home, back to Godhead is guaranteed. Actually. Krishna gives so much stress for that particular aspect of devotion. It is very important. So, that is why somehow or other the devotee is the one who create agyata smriti. So many devotees, there is one sloka in Bhagavad Gita, Esham dantakatam pavam jananam punya karmanam te dhanta moha nirmukta bhajante mam dhridavrata. Where it says, if a devotee is completely, everything, all the sinful reactions are nullified, then only they can take to devotional service. And then, devotees ask Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we didn't do anything. How did we take to devotional service? Because we say Sukriti. Sukriti means some kind of fortune. It's called Agyata Sukriti. Without even knowing that Sukriti is there. How this Agyata Sukriti works? So then they asked Prabhupada, we didn't do anything. And Prabhupada said, I created your Sukriti. Because they came in connection with Prabhupada, they served Prabhupada, they were very, very favorably inclined towards Prabhupada. So then automatically their Sukriti also started. So that is the way the devotee's business is to go out and create Sukriti for everyone. Sukriti for themselves first. We have to create Sukriti for, we also have to practice, and also we have to create the Sukriti for others also. That Sukriti, how we can create Sukriti? Giving prasadam, giving book, giving whatever. Somehow or other, we have to make the person in connection with Krishna. So then their connection starts. Then after that, it depends on the interest of the devotee, how much he wants to take seriously, then they will become devotees. So, Srila Prabhupada continues, pantheism or the system of following the presence of the Almighty everywhere is a sort of training of the mind to become accustomed to the devotional conception. And it is the devotional attitude of the mystic that makes possible the successful termination of such mystic attainments. So this pantheism, the pantheism Srila Prabhupada explained, system of feeling the presence of the Almighty. We all have the system where we see is omnipresent, omniscient, we all know like that. So that system, that will help definitely. How it will help? If somebody knows God is everywhere, will that person make any sinful activity? No. If he sees a Paramatma in everybody's heart, so if Paramatma is here, Paramatma is here, Paramatma is everybody's heart, then that person will not do any harm to other person. So this way, he will develop this quality. But finally, it has to culminate in devotion. It has to culminate just by understanding only I am Brahman or Paramatma. That is not sufficient. We have to come to the level of Bhagavan, Shamsundar. Like is that understanding one has to get. So then this all these mystic attempts are there, all these different Ashtanga Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, everything finally culminate in mixture of bhakti is there, then there is a success. Otherwise there is no success. It is not going to attract Krishna. So there is like we have so many examples in the Shastra. So like a Saubhari Muni, he was meditating, so much meditation he was doing, but still, even he was meditating under water, still he got attracted. So he thought maybe outside is so much attraction there, so if I go inside water and do meditation, there will be less distraction. No? Inside also he got the fishes when they start mating, then he saw them and then he got agitated. So this is like so all these different process of controlling the senses, controlling all these different activities, it's not going to help actually. But only if the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, then automatically the senses become controlled. That's the definition of bhakti. This is like sarvopadi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti uttamam. When the definition of bhakti is given, this is like sarvopadi vinirmuktam, by giving up all the designation, tat paratmena nirmalam, rishikena rishikesa sevanam. The senses, if they are engaged in the master of the senses, then the senses become controlled. Otherwise, there is very difficult to control the senses by external means actually. There are so many distractions are there. How do we control the senses? Very difficult. But this is a devotional service, it's a natural engagement actually. That is why it says, Susukam Kartam Avyayam. In Krishna, 9th chapter, it says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitram, Idam Uttamam, Pratyaksha Avagamam Dharmyam, Susukam Kartam Avyayam. Devotional service is done very, very joyful. Actually, it should be performed joyfully. It's not that, I have to come here, I have to do this. Not like that. Because it is a rare opportunity. How many people will get opportunity? Even Lakshmi Devi is not getting opportunity. Lakshmi Devi is also, everybody is waiting for opportunity for service. And now, we are given this service. Sometimes when something is given very freely, we take it for granted. That's it. We hear the devotional service to Sri Gauranitai devotional service, Sri Radha Vallabha's devotional service, and Sri Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra Devi's devotion. It's very, very rare. How many people in the universe can get it actually? We can think about that. But sometimes we are so much used to this, and then we think, we have to do something. It becomes like we think it is another activity, but it is a it's so serious activity, because it is like all the demigods, they are waiting. All the devatas are waiting. When can I get an opportunity? I can take birth in this Mrityuloka, and then I can perfect my life. Because it's very difficult to perfect your life in the higher planetary systems. Actually, here in this planetary system, there is so much distress there, even here only we are not able to perfect actually. We can higher planetary system, there is so much happiness, and then you will forget God. Okay, you think you are the enjoyer, and you forget. So here, it is the mixture is there, so that some happiness there, some distress there. Happiness there, distress there. So that at least we are kept in control. Otherwise, we may go mad actually. Okay, so much happiness is given, and then we will become mad. So that is why, so this somehow or other, we have to add this devotional element, little bit of devotion to that. Then only there is success there. So otherwise, you know, we're just doing mystic attempts, all these different yoga systems is not going to be helpful. So, and also we have seen in many cases also, like Bhishma Dev, great example. Bhishma Dev was a great yogi also. He had a Swachanda Marana. Whenever he wants to die, he can die. We don't have all these great opportunities, but Bhishma Dev had that. Bhishma Dev had, he can die. And he could take this soul directly from the top of the skull, and he can take it. That much, all the yoga system he knew also. But what did he do? He didn't practice anything. He was waiting for Lord Krishna to appear just in front of him, and then he want to leave the body thinking about Krishna. So even though the yogis knew all this, Bhishma Dev knew, all these things he knew also, but he never dependent on this. He dependent on only one thing. I just want to meditate on my Lord Krishna coming with this Lord Krishna, and that particular form he want to meditate, and then he want to leave his body. So this is the beauty actually. This is the beauty. Even though all the yoga system, other processes are there, even though he is aware of all these things, but he didn't depend on this. He depended on only in the devotional aspect. Same way, for us also, sometimes the people ask, well, we were discussing, sometimes people ask, why you people don't follow such chakra yoga? Why can't you make kundali yoga? Why can't you do all this? Sometimes people ask this question, a different question. Satchakra yoga, Srila Prabhupada mentions, yes, in Bhagavad Gita, it is a bona fide process, no doubt about that. But whether this age are you able to going to follow this thing? Are you going to go to a secluded place? Are you going to sit in a place where you are able to do all these things? No. Then Satchakra yoga is just a mock only. It's just making fun only. You can't do that. But it is a process. It is not a concocted process. It is there in the Vedic system. There is a process by which you can raise all your life here from Mooladhara, Swadhishthara. This is a big science actually. All these things are there. But Prabhupada explains also, don't think devotees, doesn't mean devotees don't know all these things. Devotees know also. Prabhupada explains in 6th chapter, if you read, clearly explain how you can raise this life here from one level. This is like a, all these things Prabhupada explains also. But finally he says, it is not practical. In this age, it is not practical to do all these things. You are just 5 minutes, you sit here and chant Hare Krishna, that only you are not able to do. What is this Kundali Yoga? What is this Mooladhara? What can we do? What this yoga? It's not possible. So that is why the intelligent person takes to devotion. Somehow or other add a devotion to this whatever activity we are doing. Then there is some element of success there. So Srila Prabhupada continues. One is not, however, elevated to such successful status without the tinge of mixture of devotional service. The devotional atmosphere created by pantheistic vision develops into devotional service in later days, and that is the only benefit of impersonalist. There is some benefit of impersonalist also. Srila Prabhupada says, like in the sloka, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. Slowly. It is a very, very gradual process. Because very, very slow process. But direct process is devotional service. Sometimes what happens, you know, like they keep on performing impersonal activity. Some of even the impersonal activities also, there is some element of Om will be there, some Krishna will be there. Everything is like, even impersonalists also, they have this understanding that they are not this body, they are a spirit soul. But still, they don't appreciate the finer aspect of Bhagavan. So that's why Lord Brahma says in Srimad Bhagavatam, very nice sloka, Srila Prabhupada quotes, Yene Aravindaksha Vimukta Manena Twayasta Bhava Avisuddha Buddhaya Arukya Krichena Parampadam Padantiyata Anadhrita Yusmat Angraya Angraya. This is like Lord Brahma is saying, there are so many people who are taking, they are making advancement, but they are not taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. That is why they patanti atha. They again fall down. They fall down into this material world. Why? Because they ignore this lotus feet of the Lord. They ignore the lotus feet of the Lord. They don't take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Then again they have to fall down. That's why we find so many times so many Swamijis, they are elevated, so many elevated, and then again, and they are not, even though they say they are very elevated, still they come down to the material platform to do open the hospital, open the school, open this, open. That's why they come to that level. If you are in that elevated level, you can be always in the elevated level. Why can't we be in that same elevated level? Why you have to come to this material platform? Because the spirit soul is very active. It has to do some activity. You can't be always remained in impersonal conception. This is a great science actually. How great personalities like Sanat Kumaras. Sanat Kumaras, they were also in an impersonal attitude. But what happened? When they smelt the aroma of Tulasi offered to Lord Vishnu, then completely everything changed. So there is a devotional aspect, is there? The devotional aspect has to come. Like Sukadeva Goswami, the speaker is himself, Sukadeva Goswami. He was thinking, the whole world is Maya. I don't want to come out. I don't want to come out of the mother's womb. He was sitting there. Vyasadeva is saying, what can I do? So then Vyasadeva narrated this glorious pastimes of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Sukadeva Goswami also came out. So this is the way how devotion is the only thing can attract actually. Devotion can attract Krishna, Krishna Akarshani. So that is the element we have to remember. Even though these prescriptions are there, all the Sankhya Yoga, all this Dhyana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, all the prescriptions are there. If the element of devotion is not added, then it is not going to be successful. So Srila Prabhupada continues, it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 12.5 that the impersonal way of self-realization is more troublesome because it reaches the goal in an indirect way. What is this 12.5? Does anyone remember? Yes, Prabhu. Klesho, Sesam, Abhyakta, Yatir Dukkam, Dehavadvir, Abhapyate. It's very, very, Arjuna made our life very easy actually. Arjuna made our life very easy. Whatever problem we have, we already asked this question actually. He asked this question for our benefit actually. So, this is like a, in this, Srila Prabhupada refers this sloka. This, I'll just read a little bit. I'm just reading glasses or somewhere inside, so I'm not able to locate it. This is Srila Prabhupada refers to the sloka here. Klesho adhigataras tesham avyakta chakta shetasam avyakta hi gatir dukkam deha vadbir avyate. Translation. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal features of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is very difficult for those who are embodied. For those who are embodied. Because we are embodied, for them, for us, the impersonal conception is very difficult actually. Meditate in nothing. How can we meditate on nothing actually? This is the problem. Impersonal conception, meditate on nothing. How can you meditate on nothing? You can't meditate on nothing. You have to meditate on something. So that is why this process of impersonal conception is very difficult. Different for us also very difficult. You just now you look at Gornita, Radha Vallabha. So then at least there is something to know, something to appreciate. And how can you meditate? What are you going to meditating? No, I'm not meditating. I'm just meditating on nothing. It's not possible. You just like we are cheating ourselves actually. So that is why this process is very difficult. That's why Krishna says, Klesho Adhigataras. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied. So Srila Prabhupada explains here. The group of transcendentalists who follow the path of inconceivable, unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme are called Jnana Yogis. And persons who are full in Krishna consciousness, engaged in devotional service of the Lord, are called Bhakti Yogis. Now here is the difference between Jnana Yoga and Bhakti Yoga is definitely expressed. The process of Jnana Yoga, although ultimately bringing one to the same goal, is very troublesome, whereas the path of Bhakti Yoga, the process of being in direct service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is easier and is natural for a conditioned, embodied soul. So this is the beauty. Because we have a body and we can understand. Lord also has a body. But there is a difference. This is our body and Lord's body is not same. Lord's body is divyam. We read in Bhagavad Gita. This is janma karma chame divyam. This is not, but the bodily conception is there, but at least still we can dress the Lord. We can offer boga to the Lord. We can bathe the Lord. All these things the Lord. If somebody says, now you make a garland for the universal form of the Lord. How can you make garland for the universal?
You can at least you can make the garland for this Gornita, this Radha Bhakta. You can make, but universal for Mataji, you make a garland for Virata Rupa. How much flowers you need? Even these flowers, we are struggling so much flower. And you make a Virat Rupa, I mean, everybody has to steal others' flowers. You have to keep on stealing flowers, actually. You still, you won't have enough flowers, actually. Because it is not possible. And you have to cook for the, at least Radha Ballava, you can cook. Nice. But Virat Rupa, you have to cook. But after, this is the beauty. The 11th chapter, see, is very, how the sequence of events are happening. 11th chapter, Arjuna saw the universal form of the Lord. And after seeing the universal form of the Lord, he was so much disturbed. He could see everything. He could see everything. All sitting in one place, it's like he could see everything. Mind-boggling actually. We are just sitting here, and for sometimes for us also, when the Jabamala is there, we could see everything all over. We see all over the universe will come actually. That is our problem also. Sometimes, especially when we take Jabamala in the hand, then only all the problems, all the ideas, all the different ideas, everything will come that time only. Whenever we chant the Jabamala, take the Jabamala in the hand. But Arjuna, when he had this, all these things, he got confused actually. So much. And then he said, oh no, I can't handle that. This is like he could see everybody is going into the mouth and he says, Kalosmi. Then Krishna says, I am come here. I am like Mrityu Sarva Harascham. So Krishna came and he is going to devour everything. And we don't want to see that form of Krishna. We want to see the Shamsundar form of Krishna. We want to have this wonderful form of Lord. We want to reciprocate. And Lord reciprocates also. This Archamurti. Archamurti, he reciprocates. Each and every devotee doing deity worship can vouch for that. Yeah, they know. The Lord sometimes the PC, Radha Vallabha is a little bit angry. Radha Rani is smiling. Because it's not that this is like only statues. They don't have any kind of feelings or anything. Yes, they express the feelings with the devotees. They express. Like today, we have Raghunandan Thakur's disappearance day, correct? Disappearance day. Raghunandan Thakur, he was such a great devotee. He made Lord eat the laddu. His father thought just to offer the boga. Then we also thought that we just offer the boga. But Raghunandan started crying. Oh, my father said to offer the laddu and you are not eating. Oh, he started crying. Then he said, what do you want? Yeah, yeah. Then started eating also. Lord personally, he forced the Lord. He started eating. Lord eat, and then next time it happened, and then father came, was hiding, you know, like, then he stopped eating. You came, no, I'm stopped. Okay. He had so much faith in the Lord. Lord will eat, then Lord will eat. Then like Sakshi Gopal, yeah, Lord you are able to talk, why can't you walk? Because that much devotion the devotee had, so that he can come, he can honor the Lord. No, Lord you are talking, why can't you walk? You come and give Sakshi. So this is the way, the devotion means the Lord, it binds the Lord. It binds the Lord. You can bind the Lord with the devotion. Not with jnana, not with hatha yoga, not with your karma yoga. You can't bind the Lord like that. But bhakti, you can bind the Lord. So that is the beauty of bhakti yoga. So it says in the Bhagavad Gita 12.5 we read, the impersonal way of self-realization is more troublesome because it reaches the goal in an indirect way. This is an indirect way. There is a direct way and indirect way. Direct way is devotional service. Indirect way is very, very troublesome. Doing all these things, all these equally. This is, when you read these descriptions, very difficult. You have to be equanimous. You have to be equally disposed to friends and enemies. So many. It is possible. Like even the sometimes like we are not able to do anything actually. Whatever the prescription of the Hatha Yoga or prescription of the, that is very difficult. So best thing is follow this devotional life. That's why Srila Prabhupada is concluding, it reaches the goal in an indirect way, although the impersonalists also become devotees, obsessed with the personal features of the Lord after a long time. It will take long time, but sometimes we get distracted also. See, for example, you have to go to a destination. Sometime when you are going to the destination, there is some detours are there. So you may be going to detour and then finished. Say for example, you are going back home, back to Godhead. And then you will get all the Indra Loka, Chandra Loka, all the Lokas will come in the middle. Oh, let me check out. That's it, finished. You go to this detour, take a little bit detour into Indra Loka and then that's it. So many millions of lives will be sitting there only. So in this Indra Loka, Chandra Loka, finished. There will be sitting. So that's where we this is Ekeka Kurunandana. We don't want to be distracted. Our aim is one. Our aim is go back home, back to Godhead, or wherever we are. Not only actually the next round, even that going back home, back to Godhead, that is also not our aim. Our aim is to render devotional service wherever the Lord puts us. Chaitanya, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is not, we are not just interested in going back home, back to Godhead. Whether you make me here, there, wherever you may have to take birth again, that is also no problem. But at least I have to remember you. That is the mood we have to develop. So if that mood is developed, then it is practical. And Srila Prabhupada explains in this Archa Vigraha is an authorized way of worship. It's not like some concocted way. Sometimes people have, especially in India, so many, they will have murtis everywhere. You can't call them murti. They are the idol section. Sometimes in the newspapers, they will say idol of the Lord. There is no idol, there is a deity of the Lord. And for that, the politician, they opened a deity of this person. They always upside down, topsy-turvy. They opened some Annathura, Apathura, somebody will be there. They opened one statue there and they'll keep on doing worship. And they will go. With the birthday, everybody will go and offer flowers. But here, you are saying you offer the flowers to the Lord. Oh no, there is no God. God should not be worshipped like that. But you go to the Samadhi, and there is nothing there in the Samadhi, and you all go and you offer your flowers, all these things, and you light some lamp. What is there? There is nobody. The person also gone, and nothing is there. Only the rotten, this thing is there. Body, rotten body is there. That's it. And you offer for all the flowers and other things. What is the use? Your same flowers you offer to the Supreme Lord, you got so much benefit. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely explained, this is like an Archa Vigraha, is an authorized form of the Lord. Authorized, because authorized form, authorized by whom? Authorized by Shastra. Shastra has given. Yes, this is the way you worship. Like for example, Srila Prabhupada gives a famous example of the post box. There is a red box. The red box is authorized by the Australia Post. You go and put your mail there, and then that will go to the destination. Now you make your imitation red box and keep it there inside, that same thing. And you go to the mail into that imitation red box, that will not go anywhere. Why? But that is not authorized. Same way, so the deity is authorized. Authorized means, when you serve the Lord, His Lord is there, standing there, accepting our service. When they do the installation, the pure devotee of the Lord prays to the Lord, Lord, please appear here and then please take the services. What are the services? We are not just rendering some service to marble or some marble statue. No, this is Radha Krishna. We are not serving a marble statue or we are not serving bronze statue. This is Radha Krishna is there, Gornita is there. Whether we understand and appreciate, that is a different thing. So most of the time we don't appreciate. We think it is Lord. Lord is there, personally standing. That mood we have to develop. It's then premanjana chubarita sukti premanjana bhakti premanjana bhakti vilochanena santas sataiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shamasundaram achintya gunaswarupam govindam adipurusham premanjana has to be applied. Ointment, premanjana has to be applied. Then we can understand, then we can appreciate. Like sometimes we apply Amrudanjan, the headache goes. We put Amrudanjan, the headache goes. But with your Premanjan, this is a different Anjana. Premanjan, when you put the Prema Anjana, then you will see the Lord. Then you can see the Lord is there, ready to accept the service. It's not like just some deity standing there. No, it is Archa Vigraha. So it is an authorized way of the Lord. By doing this worship, it is very practical also. Very practical, we can do, we can see. Lord, dress the Lord, we can put the Lord to sleep, wake him up. It's like everything, practically whatever you do. Like how will you look after your child? You'll do all these things, same thing. Krishna is ready to reciprocate in whatever way you want. You want to reciprocate as a Vatsalya Bhava, Krishna is ready. In a Madhurya Bhava, Krishna is ready. Sakya Bhava is ready. In Dasya Bhava, every Bhava, Krishna is ready to reciprocate. As long as we are willing to exchange our love, Krishna is waiting for that only. And if we reciprocate our love like that, then we can develop our love and then we can achieve the success in life. So instead of depending on the impersonal conception, even though sometimes people argue, even impersonal conception, one day I will go. But one day you will come. But the problem is there is so much detours are there and you may not come also. You may get, sometimes Srila Prabhupada says, your impersonal conception will be so much there, then after that, it will be very, very difficult to forget these things. Srila Prabhupada gives the example. One person went to the dance student, he went to the, so you want to learn dance? okay, for $10 for you. So other person came, I know already dance, okay, so the $20. Then that person doesn't know a dance, only $10, and I already know dance, you are asking $20. Why $20? Because you have learned some nonsense that has to be unlearned first. Same way in the impersonal conception also, sometimes, you know, like we have so much of impersonal conception there, first that has to go out, then only the personal conception can come in. Because that is why, so too much of indulgence in impersonal conception, so we will be sitting like this only. Will be misguided. We will be bewildered actually. That is why as soon as possible, this process, Arjuna and all the great authorities like Bhishma, they, nobody followed this. Nobody followed this Ashtanga Yoga. Nobody followed all this Hatha Yoga. And there is, Srila Prabhupada says, there is no way. Arjuna says, not possible. Sanchalam hi mana Krishna, paramati pravadruvam, tasyaham nigraham vanye, vayur eva chadush. Everywhere he is saying, no, I can't do all these things. Give me something simple. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this process very easy for us actually. Without even going for this thing, immediately PhD is given. Just not even attending school, PhD immediately. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Ghoradeshi. Namo, this directly giving Krishna Prema. Oh, you don't even know Krishna, take Krishna Prema. This is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty is immediately. First he gives the degree and then you qualify yourself. I think if we wish our universities are like that, it will be good. We first get the degree and then we slowly study. Because that is what we are doing. Sometimes the initiation means, we think sometimes initiation means everything is finished, now that's it, relax. No, initiation is only starting. Now initiated, now we start only. That is like a degree is already given, now you make the progress, slowly make progress actually. So this is a beauty. This beauty is given because, and the benefit is, whatever the people used to get the benefit in the previous yuga, the same benefit is given. As Srimad Bhagavatam says, Kriteya Dhyayato Vishnum, Tretayam Yajato Makai, Dvapare Paricharyayam, Kalotad Harikirtan. By just chanting the holy name of the Lord, we get the same benefit. Whatever the benefit in Satya Yuga, when Valmiki and all the great sages by meditation they got. But whatever the benefit, Yajato Makai, big yaga, big homa, big temple worship, the same benefit we get by just chanting this holy name, by doing devotional service. Who will not want to take the advantage of this? This is a great bumper sale. No? Like this is like a, this type of sale will not happen again and again. Will not happen. That's why this Kali Yuga is very important. Kali Yuga, everybody wants to take birth in this Kali Yuga so that they can easily perfect their life actually. No Ashtanga Yoga, no this, no. We can eat fully, we can have family, we can have everything. No, where is the restriction? You look at the, actually one sense, the devotees, if you look at devotees, their life is like, they know, actually they are the greatest sense enjoyers. They know how big it is, but only thing is, they offer everything to Krishna and then enjoy. So the material world, they just, everyone enjoys for themselves. Here, offering to Krishna and then take prasad, take ramanas. That is the biggest thing. So that way, all these devatas, they also want to take advantage of this sale. Same way, we want to take advantage. So we are so closer to Prabhupada, so closer to the deities. So we should not miss this. Sometimes, you know, like our Guru Maharaj gives this example, like those who stay very near the bus stop, they miss the bus. They think, oh, bus. Our bus only. We'll get the bus. Most of the time, miss the bus. The person who is staying half an hour away, he will go to the bus very correct time. Because, you know, if I don't go, I will miss the bus. He will be very, very punctual. But the person who is standing near the train station, he will miss the bus. He will think, oh, I will catch the next one. That's it. Finally, you keep on missing all the bus. We should not be in that mood. We should not miss the bus. We are so close. We have come contact with Prabhupada, come contact with deities, contact with Prasadam, contact with Bhagavad Gita, contact with Bhagavatam. Everything is there. Everything is favorable. And now if you don't take now seriously, when will we take it seriously? There is no time. No time. All this favorable time will not come again. What is the guarantee that all this, all the great association will come? All this wonderful prasadam will come? All this, no. May not come. You may be again in Ethiopia. We don't know. We wish we don't be in Ethiopia. But if you are in Ethiopia, what can you do? So that's why, you know, like this is Subhasya Sikaram. We want to take it seriously. Now, this lifetime. This is the, then we will have, when is the right time? Now only is the right time. There is nothing like after 5 minutes, after 10 minutes. No, now is the right time. This is the right time we have to take. Bit seriously. And then we want to do something for us. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking. is something for janma sartha kari karo paropaka. Then we have to perfect our life and then give the benefit to others. This is like a great medicine. So it's a great need. We have to give this others. That way it is good for us, good for them, and then we will be Krishna's good books always. Krishna says, if somebody makes attempt like this, Krishna is very, very happy. Achatasmat, manushyeshu, kaschin me priyakrittaman. There is nobody more dear than to him, the person who tries this, giving this message to others. Because this is like a devotional life. Even attempt is given value actually. In other material life, you have to do all the effort and then you get success, then also it is failure. Because you have to give the body and go. But in devotional life, even attempt, even just make an attempt also, you are given credit. Oh, you have made, at least you came here, at least saw Gornita, at least your devotional credit started. At least you bow down, oh, finished. Your ticket is booked already. So like this, Srila Prabhupada has designed the whole plan in such a way, the morning program, you come, almost so many aspects of devotional service is covered. Had a darshan of the day, charanamrita, tulasi, this, that, everything. So almost all, by just coming, without your knowledge, you have performed almost 40-50 items of devotional service mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. Without even knowing only. Without knowing only, people perform. This is the beauty actually. Process of bhakti is so easy. Without even knowledge, you will keep on performing. This is agyat. Like we know the story. We'll just stop here with this story. This is the mouse. One day the mouse was very hungry. Want to eat something. And then there is the Vishnu temple, there was a lamp. Just there is a ghee there. So the lamp was also just about to go down. So thought, oh, very nice. Now the ghee is there. Immediately jumped on that lamp. Want to eat the ghee. While jumping, and then what happened was this, the ghee wick, so whatever about to go, it just went up so that the lamp was glowing. And then it, by the time this mouse also just ran away because the heat of that lamp. So, at the time of death, and then this mouse was offered, oh, now it has to be Vaikuntha. Offered to Vaikuntha. I never do anything to go to Vaikuntha. No, you performed arati. Because this is like according to mouse wanted to eat ghee only. Mouse wanted to eat ghee. But when at the time of the lamp was going down, this is just like when you are like rekindling that lamp, it's like almost like doing aarti to the Lord. So got the benefit. See, Lord is so merciful. Even though our intention is not the pure devotion, still gave the benefit. So sometimes that's why we come here, before something else we came. We came for something else to Krishna consciousness. But Lord has a plan. He will catch hold of us like this. Like once you come and you do little bit for devotional service to the Lord, that's it. Lord never forgets. Never forgets. Lord never forgets. Whatever you do for little bit for the Lord also, Lord never forgets. That's it. Once you are here, then that's it. You can't avoid going back home, back to Godhead. Finished. We are in this room, that's it. You have to go back home, back to Godhead. Now or later. But that you have to decide. Whether you want to go in this lifetime or whenever. That is, you have to decide. So, this thing is already done. Your seat is reserved. Yeah, somebody has put a handkerchief there. Your place is like our cinema theater. They put a handkerchief there. Already everything is there. But you have to make an attempt to go. You have to make an attempt to go. We have to. Once you have come, you have started the process. But as long as you stay in this line, then we'll guarantee. Everything is guaranteed for us. So, please, this is the beauty of this personal conception, by personal conception of the Lord, by personal features of the Lord, by meditating the Lord, by looking at the Lord, just from the lotus feet to the padaras, looking at the Lord, then we get so much benefit actually. So this way we have to develop our mood of personal conception and doing devotional service to the Lord. That way we can easily, whatever the success in life, which is like Ante Narayana Smriti, we just remember the Lord all the time, and at the time of passing away also, like Bhishma Dev was remembering, Lord also will, like we hear glorious passing away of various devotees. So Lord is present in the form of holy name, the devotees, prasadam, all the garlands. So Lord will be present for us also. Don't think that only in the passing of Bhishma Dev, every devotee's life, Lord will come. Provided we also do that, and then Lord will make arrangement. Lord will make the arrangement so that our passage from this world is also glorious. So just stop here. If there is any questions or comments, any criticisms, also welcome. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి శీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి.